Everyone. Very lovely to be with you. And to be so welcoming oneself is effortless. Nobody is ever doing anything. And yet, here we are. Here we are as this effortless presence, this effortless friendliness, friendship. Kindness. Kindness meaning one kind, one being, one indivisible self. And it's so beautiful to recognize this wholeness that I is one I, one self, appearing as many forms, infinite forms. Appearing as the sunshine and appearing as a snail, appearing as breath, appearing as this moment, this appearance right now, the reality of consciousness, the reality of being. This formless reality. The journey of humanity, my journey. What is it? What is it about? Events occurring, the body changing over time, relationships changing over the years, the world changing, like a movie unfolding. So intimately unfolding, as my very self, I am unfolding sunrise and sunset. Breathing. And yet, there is this changeless aspect. We call it consciousness. It knows itself as love, as friendship, as beauty. As I there is no one that abides as I is. I do not exist in time. Time flows through me, appears as thoughts and memories. What is this sense of lack and fear of ending, fear of losing, fear of being nobody, fear of disappearing? What is this fear? What is this emotion? What is it that we are trying so hard to protect, to safeguard? Is that something that we are taking beyond the grave? Or is that something we are taking to the grave? Or is it something that's not going to die? And if it's not going to die, what's the point of trying to protect it? What's the point? Being so worried and concerned about it. If it's beyond death, if it's not going to die. But if it is going to die, then why are we troubled so much with protecting it and maintaining it, knowing that in any moment, at any moment, it will be gone? We imagine you exist in time, and that you want to pierce through the veil of time into eternity. And you pierce through the limitation of time into eternity, using your limited mind, using your various strategies. Or are we just seeking temporary relief right now? Sort of relieving the pressure so we can, for a moment, experience freedom, freedom from being limited. Is it this limited self who is trying to feel the freedom of limitlessness? What is this limited self? What is this me? What is this personhood? Are you that bundle of personhood? Are you defined by events in the world, in the body, in the mind? Or are you vaster than that? The vastness in which and out of which thoughts appear, perceptions appear. What is it that's at stake? What is it that's vulnerable, truly vulnerable? Or is it just your imagination? If reality was truly limited and personal and mortal, you would not be seeking the peace that is beyond the mind, the peace that is beyond the world. You would not be seeking it. You would not even be aware that there is such a thing as causeless peace and happiness. You would not be here having this conversation, hearing these words resonating with their meaning. And that inkling you have that freedom and joy and peace and happiness is real. And that the sense of lack is a falsehood of sort. Because you have that inkling, you know. Not because you heard it said, but you know it as your very knowingness. That freedom is real, beauty is real, peace is real. Real means absolute. But you don't need to define yourself via thoughts and images and memories and sensations and feelings. You don't need to define yourself in any way whatsoever. To remain and to be not knowing, being pure, being not pinning yourself down as this or that. To be like the flow of a stream. Like a rays of sunshine. Everywhere and nowhere. No personal intention, no personal direction, and yet whenever an action is needed, here we are in the midst of the action, doing what seems to be appropriate at the moment, at this moment. Not to be defending a ghost, maintaining yourself as some identity, a painful identity, which you will not take beyond the grave. Only remain with that which is unborn. A formless being. You can refer to your body as whatever you want to define it, as an artist, as a male, female, as, but don't confuse yourself. Don't confuse consciousness, don't confuse reality with the form and shape and events of the body mind. You are not in the world. The world is in you, appears to you, out of you, and to you. You neither appear nor disappear.